Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Lego.
This is going to be so much fun.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. Thick As Threes is hosted on Anchor with all episodes available on Spotify. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, at Thick As Threes. This is a very special episode. This is a very, very special episode. We have a very special guest here with us running an amazing business. I've tasted the product. And the product is fantastic. Gelato. Did I say it correctly?
You did, yes.
All right, we have Sierra here with us. Sierra, say hello to the people.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Founder of Gelato, checking in.
Founder of Gelato. How are you doing today?
I can't complain. Very blessed.
Very blessed. That's beautiful. Nice. Tell us about a typical day in your life as a Gelato founder.
Well, that's where you want to start?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to work backwards, but that's where I want to start right now.
Okay. Typical day for me, I get up, walk the dog, do my personal routine in the morning. It's super important to me.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have an American Bulldog. His name is Truck. He's Truck Obama on Instagram.
That's important information I have. 10, Truck Obama.
He's going on 11 today. And, you know, well, it's a great place to start because personal balance in my life is key to be able to keep up with everything I got going on.
Okay.
So usually, like, I'd say 6 to, like, 11 a.m., I'm doing my own thing. I'm waking up. I'm doing my morning routines. I'm listening to my music. I'm working out. I'm reading. I dip in the emails, dip out, do my morning walks, you know, make my calls, and prepare myself for the day. And then I hop on a bike. And I go Rocky style. I ride a bike to the kitchen every day.
Okay.
Then I get there, and then the magic starts.
Well, let's talk about the bike for a second. You're actually riding a bicycle to work?
I'm an electric bike kind of girl.
Oh, God. I don't know how I feel about that.
You know, feel however you wish. I'm not waiting around in traffic.
Listen, I definitely have a feeling about it, because I'm a bicycle purist, if you will. And those fuckers that pass me on electric bikes.
Got places to go. Get out of the way. The bike lane is wide enough for them. Share the road.
Hey, they're definitely like, on your left, move. Actually, they don't even say. They're like, move.
And the thing is, I told myself January 2023, I was like, you know, I want to buy. I know the bike I want to buy now.
Okay.
But I said, I got to give myself at least 30 days consistently in the middle of January riding this bike. If I ride in the rain, sleet, snow, shine, hot, cold, rain, and I still like it, then I'll buy this bike.
Okay.
And it's been probably close to 120 days.
Okay.
And I love it. It's just fun. I don't do it for exercise. I'm so active, like, by my life, just moving around day to day, that the bike is just extra, but like, I got places to be, and it's faster to get around the city. Everything I do is within like 5 miles of my house.
I absolutely appreciate that.
Yeah, and I like exercise, and it's fun. It's like, takes me, when I was a kid, I liked riding bikes, and I'm like, why have I been depriving myself of bikes? And then it's like, even when it's hot or cold or raining, it's like, that's where the electrics thing kicks in. Because I'm not like sweating. I can still hop off a bike and be presentable.
Okay.
That's what the electric part does for me.
Our mutual friend, Stanley Allen, is not not that proficient on a bicycle.
Don't matter. He proficient on. And what that got to do with me?
That's true. That's true. Stay out of this.
I feel shade in the room. It's a little shade.
All right, let's get back to the gelato.
Yes.
All right, well, let's start at the beginning. Tell us about yourself. Where are you from? And what was the process that got involved in making the gelato?
Well, I am originally from a small town in South Jersey called Pemberton, New Jersey.
Okay.
Actually, I grew up in my family's small business. We had a moving and storage company that my grandparents started in 1955 in Philadelphia. And then we had a club, Golden Key Yacht Club, only black-owned business on the Atlantic City waterfront.
Oh, wow.
So growing up, it was the moving stuff during the week. It was the Atlantic City Club on the weekends.
That's exciting.
And it was family-owned, operated. I only worked for my family my entire life until I went to college, graduated, and then my first job was with the government. I got hired at the FAA. I graduated Howard, studied international business.
Okay, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, and actually I started my first business at Howard with my dad.
What business was that?
It was called Simple Student Storage.
Simple Student Storage, okay.
It was, and my dad, when I was a freshman, and it was time for me, when I was graduating high school, choosing colleges, my dad took me to all these places, my cousins, my sisters, everybody took me around. And I knew I just wanted to be in the city. I didn't want to be 5 minutes outside the city, but that's how I kind of knew. I kind of saw it in my mind where I wanted to be. My cousin took me to Howard, and as soon as I got off the metro on Georgia Avenue, I was like, okay, this looks like it's it. Okay, this is the city. We walked up Georgia Avenue, and as soon as we got to campus, I was like, this is how it looked in my dream. So I was like, I'm going to Howard. There was no other school in my sight. My mom was like, what is she doing? Because I didn't apply. I'm like, I'm not making all these applications. I'm going to Howard. So I applied early. Got in, and then when I saw when it was time to go and the bill came, and I saw it was like, at the time it was like almost, it was probably like $27,000-$28,000 a year.
Wow.
A semester, a year, I think it's per half year.
I don't know.
However much it was, I didn't know school cost that much. And I'm like, oh my gosh, dad, this is expensive. He's like, you're not getting any loans. I was like, what are we gonna do? He was like, we're gonna work. And he would take me on jobs, and we would do enough jobs until we got the money, and we took the money and we went down there and we paid the bill. So after the first time, we paid like $13,000 at one time.
Wow.
And mind you, I grew up, we had a business, you know, but I didn't know college cost that much. So I wanted to start, so towards the end of the year, finals week, people were moving out. People were stealing boxes from the bookstore. And I'm like, dang, I'm like, we got a warehouse full of boxes. I'm like, dad, bring me some boxes. He brings me up in the oldest van he had in the fleet. Old Bessie. She had about 450,000 miles on it. It was this Ford Ash Aerostar van. And he brought me about 300 boxes.
This is the inception of the business. This is how it started.
This is my freshman year, finals week.
Okay.
I started selling boxes, well, before finals week, $2, $3, $4 a box.
Oh, wow.
I put some flyers up in each dorm, and that's when Yahoo was the only like website builder.
Wow.
And I got simplestudentstorage.com, and it was like this blue screen, and I just put Monday, cook hall, Tuesday. And it was like each stop where I would be with the boxes. And I'd show up, and people would be there to buy the boxes. And then I got a second phone, and I've had two phones since this time. I got a Sidekick. That's when Sidekicks came out. So I had my phone, and I had a Sidekick. And that was the business line. It would ring all night. I need 3 boxes. I need 5 boxes. And that's what I did. That was my hustle. And the first year I did, I made like $7,000.
Wow.
And I was like, here we go.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, so I tried to meet my dad halfway.
Very cool. Well, you're from a family of entrepreneurs, which is very exciting. So what was your next business after the box business?
The box thing expanded to boxes and storage, flat fee, and we deliver it the next move-in date for the next semester. And then after that, when I graduated, I got hired at the FAA and their and I worked for the FAA for 6 years. And then my hobby was really, I bartended, you know, had a lot of fun, extra money, traveled a lot, but my next business was cupcakes.
Okay.
Cupcake Buggy, actually.
Cupcake Buggy. Okay. This was your business?
Yeah. So okay. I would bake cupcakes. Baking was like my thing. But I would do it like, it just calmed me down. You know, I like doing it. And I like seeing people eat my stuff.
Now, is this out of a dorm room or is this in a different space? No. Are you still in college at this point?
No. When I graduated college, I actually bought my condo.
Okay.
I went through the DC first time home buyer program. My graduation party was also my housewarming party.
Nice.
And so I graduated, lived in my house, and baking was just something I like to do. I'm a creator. I like to make things.
Love it.
So, I would do them for like family functions. My aunties would order them and everything. And then my grandmother's 80th birthday party, I did like 13 dozen.
Wow.
And I looked at the table and I'm like, damn, these are like nice, you know? And then everybody was like, Sierra, you need to do this. So I went outside for work one day and I saw DC's first cupcake, cupcake truck outside, lying around the corner. I'm like, damn, I'm on the wrong side of this window.
Sure.
And the cupcake's $4. I'm like, I know how much this costs. Like, I need a truck. So I started bartending again, got all the money together, bought the equipment, the truck. I had everything a year later except a wrap and somewhere to park the truck. And the concept was Cupcake Buggy. And then I was like, damn, but there's five more cupcake trucks out. I'm like, I can't just be the fifth. It's kind of sizzling out, getting saturated. So it's like, how can I be different? There was ice cream, but there was no gelato trucks. So I looked up all these gelato places. I picked one. They really wouldn't do a meeting with me. I was just trying to see how this would go. No minimum. Can you just let me see how this goes? And I finally found this guy. He called me. I did a presentation for them. And in exchange, they wanted me to help them build their brand. So I said yes. In exchange, they paid for the wrap and let me work out of their warehouse space. So I sold an Italian guy's gelato for 3 years when I first started. Okay. A lot of success.
Well, I have more questions about how you get to the gelato, because I haven't personally been introduced, if you will, to gelato.
Yeah.
I have a friend who owned a restaurant, Davide Bella, who owned a restaurant in Lorton, Virginia, who sold gelato. And that's a very specific type. Now, I don't want to disrespect what you do, but it's not ice cream.
Correct. It's okay. Not. It's different.
Okay. Tell me the difference between ice cream, gelato, because I want people to understand what the difference is.
Yeah. So gelato, where you have gelato and ice cream in a bowl next to each other, they're going to look exactly the same.
Okay.
The biggest difference is, one, gelato is about 30-35% less fat off the top, where ice cream is majority cream with a little bit of milk. Gelato is majority milk, a little bit of cream. So the difference in that ratio has the fat content much lower. And if you pay attention the next time you eat ice cream really leaves you with like a fatty kind of like coating in your mouth, like a taste. It's because it's a lot more fat in there. When you eat gelato, it's a much more refreshing feeling, and your mouth is left feeling a lot cleaner because it's a lot cleaner recipe. And so, but there's something called overrun, which is air, right? And so if you go to the grocery store, you buy some Breyers, let's say, and you let that melt down from completely full to completely liquid, it's going to be less than halfway full. Why? Because they force so much air into it. Because they force so much air into it, they have to put the flavorings and the things to make it taste good. And so there's really like 80-85% air in really super industrial ice cream. In order to be considered artisan gelato, you should have no more than 40-45% air. And because it has less air, it's denser, it's a more typically made in smaller batches, fresher and fresh ingredients. And with the gelato, it's served softer, so it's served like at a higher temperature. So because it's served at a higher temperature, when you eat it, your mouth is less cold. So that experience allows you to be able to taste the gelato and the flavor more effectively.
That's a great answer.
Thank you.
And the gelato is delicious.
I appreciate that.
I think my favorite one is the white coffee.
That won a bronze at Gelato Festival of America in Chicago. Stupid. It's designed to taste like what coffee smells like. It's actually, at first, when if I could only make one flavor, that was it. But now I have a new favorite.
What's your new favorite?
Milk and cookies. That's my new favorite.
It's delicious. Okay, I don't mean to keep backing up, but again, my first introduction to gelato was a friend of mine who owns a restaurant. Do you remember the first time that you heard of gelato? Like, I know you said you had some friends and or that you were introduced to and you started doing some work for, but do you remember the first time you were like, oh, this could be something that's special?
Well, those people weren't my friends. Those were people that I just bought it from, right?
Okay.
So when I first started, I didn't even know how to say gelato properly. I was saying gelato for like 2 weeks, and the chef kept correcting me, like, gelato. I'm like, my bad, dude. I'm going to get this. And I never thought that I would be making it for real. I was very okay with the way I did it at first.
Okay.
But so what happened when I first started in 2013, I was selling an Italian guy's gelato. I was selling their brand. It was great. Me and my sister, we won this commercial by Capital One Bank. And we won, it was like, nominate your business biggest fan. I nominated my younger sister because she had just graduated high school. She was trying to figure out what she wanted to do. She ended up going to beauty school and all of that and going to Paul Mitchell. And now she's a professional. But at the time, she was trying to figure it out. And I was like, you can work with me on the truck until you figure it out. And she was like really instrumental in helping me like move things forward because she like owned it, you know? And her name is Morgan, aka Momo Money. Shout out to Morgan. She's now holding it down in ATL. Still and always ATL. Team Gelato Gang. And so And so Morgan was very interested. So we won. You know, I nominated my sister. We won. And it started as my sister started the Dolce Gelati truck. And I'm its biggest fan. And now all of a sudden, we're 3 years in. And you had these two black girls on TV talking about that we started the gelato truck. And now, like, people were now confused because that was the Italian guy's brand. And then we were just bored. Like, you know, we didn't really chop that up with people. I didn't care. I was just buying the gelato and selling it and helping build the thing. So fast forward, just not to stay on this too long. They offered me a licensing deal when I expanded to Philly. It was too expensive, so I went to Italy, learned how to make gelato. I attended Cappagiani Gelato University in Bologna. I was there for 4 weeks at the school, 9 to 5. And then I took the train around Italy for about 2 weeks after that, just eating gelato, soaking up the culture.
That's beautiful.
And when I was over there, America got no real respect at the International Gelato Table.
Okay.
And I felt like I discovered this whole lifestyle and culture that I had no idea about. And I'm like, damn, I've been all over the world, and I didn't know about this. So I'm like, I need to bring this experience back to my people.
There it is.
And the way they would talk about America, and yes, I was the only brown person there the whole time. I was also the only American person there the whole time. And even with both of those, I just wanted to change the narrative and be a part of like this American gelato takeover, because they would talk about it like it's this virgin country that they had to conquer. And I'm like, not without me, you know? And so I was like, I want to be on the forefront of whatever that's going to look like, because I'm American. And I believe that. So when I went to create my brand, Gelato, it is authentic American gelato, artisan American gelato. Like, you don't really hear that term often. I wanted to change that. So I wanted to just, I do flavors that are, you know, the flavors that we enjoy here in America are super international in themselves. And so I just create flavors that are a reflection of that. And unapologetically real American gelato. That's my thing.
Love it. I think you've said it all.
Yeah.
Before we go, though, I know you have some projects, some events, some things that are happening.
Yeah.
Please let the people know what you got coming up. Make sure you, shout out your Instagrams and all the things that you got going on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Talk to them.
Well, on all social platforms, we're Eat Gelato, and that's EATGELATOH. There's an OH at the end. And then it's gelato.com is our website where you can read all about us. Just keep up with us. Subscribe to our community. That's GELATOH.com. And we're just super excited. This weekend, we're going into 4th of July. It's also going into my birthday weekend. I'm super excited about.
Let's go.
It's also my 10th summer.
Let's do it.
Giving y'all that yum yum off on the streets, you know. And we're back in D.C. and I'm super excited. So this weekend, we have the D.C. Black Food and Wine Festival on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have BAFC, the biggest cookout ever. And we are on the lineup and we are doing boozy smoothies and all of the good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We have a lot more events. That's why I encourage everybody to just like keep up with us online.
Sure.
We're posting a schedule. We've got 6 SKUs out. We're about in 11 stores and counting. We just got picked up with Giant. Whole Foods on the line right now.
Love it.
You know, we're my distributor. We're putting deals together to right now. The Giant deal will get us all the way from Newark, Delaware, up to Fredericksburg, Virginia.
That's awesome.
And all the Giants in between on the delivery service.
I love it. That's beautiful. As I'm a fan of the brands, I'm a fan of the product.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Before
we go, though, I have to ask, because it is a sports podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a sports fan?
Mm. Bird gang all day. Okay, let's just start there first and
which,
foremost.
Which bird?
From Philly.
Okay.
Oh, the Eagles.
Baltimore? I didn't know.
Come on, child. I sound from New Jersey now. Come on. Baltimore who?
Okay, sir. Bird. I didn't know.
No,
okay.
Bird gang all day. I love sports. I actually ran track in college at Howard. So I love just sports and competitive things in general. Basketball, I'm like a huge like fan of the game and like watching players. I don't really have a team. I find myself rooting for the Celtics a lot.
Okay.
But I love LeBron. I love Steph Curry. Like, I like watching great players. So awesome. I don't really limit myself with basketball.
Awesome.
I'm bird gang all day.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton. We'll see you next time. Peace.
See ya.
This part of the show is brought to you by Pumpkins Essentials, providing quality all-natural bath essential products. These products include moisturizing body butters, sugar scrubs, beard balms, body mist, and so much more. You can find these products at two locations locally. One is the Cinerama at 1315 Fenwick Lane in Silver Spring, Maryland, as well as the Salon Plaza at 11160 Vera's Mill Road, Wheaton, Maryland. You can also find them online at www.pumpkinsessentials.com, and that's Pumpkins Essentials.
Oh, thank you.
Pop, pop, ballers what they call us. NBA All-Stars, no bench warmers. Pop, pop, ballers what they call us. Jersey in the Raptors, all-time lead scorers. Pop, 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 pop. Keep ballin' on you scrubs line. Pop, 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 pop. Keep ballin' on you scrubs line. Back pass off to you. Never scared, hit him with the alley. You don't need no witness. It's like magic when I shoot. When I shoot, I never miss 3-pointer or two. Or two. I feel like Jordan when I'm scoring. I feel like wow when I ball. Like LeBron, I'ma win. No matter what team I'm on, I'm always in my zone. Like coach called a 2-3. Ain't no I in team, so I told him please use me. There's no double dribble, 0-3 mom. But even hit MJ with a double nickel, steam the 2-for-1 before the ref blow the whistle. Yeah.